You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about money. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
For some people, it's a harmless enough activity. They can have the odd bet, buy the occasional lottery ticket, and it doesn't do them any harm. But for me, it was like the money didn't have any value. It was just about winning. As soon as I had cash, I'd gamble it away. Fortunately, I was one of the lucky ones. I got help, and my family were very supportive. And I don't have a problem with it anymore. I don't think it's considered a problem by society in the same way that drug addiction is, for example, but I think it should be.
Speaker 2.
Some people say that drugs are largely to blame for most criminal activity these days, and that if they legalise hard drugs, it will make a huge difference to the crime figures. But I hope they never do, because then I'd be out of a job. I'm not an addict myself. I don't do drugs. That's for idiots. And that's not why I became a dealer. It was simply a case of making a living. Okay, I know that in the eyes of the law, I'm a criminal. But if I don't do it, someone else will. That's how I see it. It's an easy way to make money. But unless I get caught, I've got no intention of doing an ordinary job. There's just not enough money in it.
Speaker 3.
When I was at university, I took out a loan to help me pay my way, and by the time I graduated, I owed £4,000. To be honest, I wasn't really bothered at first, as I expected to get a good job straight away and be able to pay it back quite quickly. However, I still haven't got a proper job, and now I owe £3,000 on my credit cards on top of the bank loan, and I've got absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. I realise it's entirely my own fault, but I think credit card companies and banks are also to blame. It's just too easy to get credit nowadays.
Speaker 4.
Money was always a problem. When I met John, he had a good job, but he lost it shortly after we got married. However, I had a job and I thought we could make ends meet. Then I got pregnant and had to give up work to look after the baby. John still couldn't find a job, and by this time there was another one on the way. We couldn't afford to buy nice things for the kids, or go out, or do anything. That's when we started arguing, and from then on things just got worse. In the end, we split up. I think if we hadn't had money problems, we might still be together.
Speaker 5.
If you owe money, you worry about how on earth you are going to pay it back. If you can't afford to buy your kids presents for Christmas, you get stressed and upset. Even when you've got enough money, you think you need more. I got caught up in the rat race, just trying to earn more and more. I was working too hard, and if I hadn't done something about it, I'd have found myself having a heart attack when I was still in my 40s. Now I realise there are far more important things in life than money.
Speaker 1.
For some people, it's a harmless enough activity. They can have the odd bet, buy the occasional lottery ticket, and it doesn't do them any harm. But for me, it was like the money didn't have any value. It was just about winning. As soon as I had cash, I'd gamble it away. Fortunately, I was one of the lucky ones. I got help, and my family were very supportive, and I don't have a problem with it anymore. I don't think it's considered a problem by society in the same way that drug addiction is, for example, but I think it should be.
Speaker 2.
Some people say that drugs are largely to blame for most criminal activity these days, and that if they legalise hard drugs, it will make a huge difference to the crime figures. But I hope they never do, because then I'd be out of a job. I'm not an addict myself. I don't do drugs. That's for idiots. And that's not why I became a dealer. It was simply a case of making a living. OK, I know that in the eyes of the law, I'm a criminal, but if I don't do it, someone else will. That's how I see it. It's an easy way to make money. But unless I get caught, I've got no intention of doing an ordinary job. There's just not enough money in it.
Speaker 3.
When I was at university, I took out a loan to help me pay my way, and by the time I graduated, I owed £4,000. To be honest, I wasn't really bothered at first, as I expected to get a good job straight away and be able to pay it back quite quickly. However, I still haven't got a proper job, and now I owe £3,000 on my credit cards on top of the bank loan, and I've got absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. I realise it's entirely my own fault, but I think credit card companies and banks are also to blame. It's just too easy to get credit nowadays.
Speaker 4.
Money was always a problem. When I met John, he had a good job, but he lost it shortly after we got married. However, I had a job, and I thought we could make ends meet. Then I got pregnant and had to give up work to look after the baby. John still couldn't find a job, and by this time there was another one on the way. We couldn't afford to buy nice things for the kids, or go out or do anything. That's when we started arguing, and from then on things just got worse. In the end, we split up. I think if we hadn't had money problems, we might still be together.
Speaker 5.
If you owe money, you worry about how on earth you are going to pay it back. If you can't afford to buy your kids presents for Christmas, you get stressed and upset. Even when you've got enough money, you think you need more. I got caught up in the rat race, just trying to earn more and more. I was working too hard, and if I hadn't done something about it, I'd have found myself having a heart attack when I was still in my 40s. Now I realise there are far more important things in life than money.